This is 90.1 WABE, and it's the Friday before the Groundhog Holiday Weekend. Groundhog Day coming up on Monday, of course, the 2nd of February. And Mara Davis is with us again for Mara's Music Mix. And Mara, with Groundhog Day in mind, all I got to say is I got you, babe.
And I feel like I was just here, and now yet I'm back again. So let's start with some music this weekend as you're starting to unwind, maybe popping open the Chardonnay and the hummus. Let us take a trip to Decatur Square to Eddie's Attic. And there are two good shows happening tonight. The first one you brought to my attention, someone who you're a fan of, John McCutcheon at Eddie's Attic. So if you're into folk music, songs about the Civil War or reminiscing about the olden days.
Or baseball. He's into baseball.
But still at night I never could forget. So I got this charm as close as I could.
John's been around for a long time. He's got over 30 albums. He lives in Decatur. He is a folk singer in the traditional sense, in the Pete Seeger, the Woody Guthrie sense. He tells musical stories.
And by the way, I'm sure he has a hammer. So that's the earlier show. The later show is a singer-songwriter from Ohio. And I know I keep bringing up 38 Songwriters Festival, but he just played this festival as well, Griffin House. And what I dig about him, I mean, I like his music, but you know his latest EP were songs from a prison. So he kind of did the Johnny Cash thing where he went and did a performance for some prisoners. It was outside of Nashville this summer. So I dig him. I think he's really, really good.
Our hearts are one, and I know it's true. You can never get around what you gotta go through.
That's Griffin House for the late show at Eddie's Attic, and for the earlier show tonight, John McCutcheon. So I'm really excited about this next one. In all my years in classic rock radio, I had to get the lead out a lot of times, okay? That was like my thing, Zeppelin. And I think it's been long enough where I'm finally enjoying Zeppelin again, which is why I'm so pumped. I am so pumped for Zoso, the Led Zepp experience. This is a Led Zeppelin cover band, and it's more of like a Led Zeppelin experience. It's two nights at the Variety Playhouse. It's tonight and tomorrow night. So tonight they're going to do Zeppelin 1 through 3, and then tomorrow night they're going to do Zeppelin 4, Houses of the Holy, Physical Graffiti, and pretty much everything else. And they sound just like Zeppelin. Zeppelin is
Stairway
cool.
to Heaven's on the second night. For those of you keeping track.
It's Zoso, the Led Zeppelin experience at the Variety Playhouse tonight and tomorrow night.
Another supergroup from England has a cover band in town also on the same night, so it's going to be a tough pick. Are you going to go see Zeppelin, or are you going to go see the Australian Bee Gees?
I'm kind of down with this Australian Bee Gees, because I think the Bee Gees... I don't want to say they're an underrated band, because they've certainly gotten their accolades over the years, but there are many levels of the Bee Gees from when they first started, when they were like kind of a teen sensation, but they have very deep song lyrics, and nobody can really ever sound like them again. So the idea that this band pretty much covers all the phases of the Bee Gees, everything from the early years to the 70s to the modern times, I think it'll be kind of fun.
They were really a talented band in the early days.
To Love Somebody,
yes.
I mean, that song.
New York Mining Disaster, all those songs.
Those songs get under your skin, and that is an example of really, really brilliant songwriting. So if you want to see it come to life again, that's the Australian Bee Gees tonight at the Cobb Energy Center.
Next on your list is the real deal. It's not a cover band. It's Bob Seger in person.
Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, Gwinnett Arena, but I also want to highlight the opening act, which is the Jay Giles Band. Jay Giles Band, one of the, you know, most rocking bands out of Boston. I don't know that you can beat Whammer Jammer. That may be the best harmonica song of all time. For for me, I'm getting there super early, so I don't miss a minute of the Jay Giles Band. Now, Bob Seger is still doing all the classics, Roll Me Away, Traveling Man, Beautiful Loser. So that's Bob Seger and the Jay Giles Band. Don't forget about the Jay Giles Band. Can you tell I'm a fan?
Yeah, I am too. Where have they been all these years?
Happening Saturday night at the Gwinnett Arena.
Long as we're living in the past, Mara, Arlo Guthrie, my gosh, he's going to be at First Center also.
Yes, Alice's Restaurant. I mean, that always reminds me of Thanksgiving Day, back when radio stations actually had DJs talking and, like, had a pulse and they weren't robots. I used to work on Thanksgiving Day, and, you know, it was the time, it's like you played Alice's Restaurant. Like, that was, like, the thing to do. And so there you go. You'll hear it live.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything.
That's Arlo Guthrie playing at the First Center Saturday night.
All the money for the show. Ready to get ready now.
So, Steve, I know that you love all phases of Elvis. Young, old, fat, drugged, drunk. Elvis is so iconic, which is why Elvis Lives, I think, is going to be a fun show at the Fox Theater.
There are three different Elvises in this stage show, one for the early years, the middle years, and the later years. And I think they have an actress portraying Anne Margaret as well. So it really is not just one guy doing a bunch of Elvis songs. It's a whole theatrical production.
No matter which Elvis you like the best, you can see them all. Elvis Lives at the Fox Theater on Saturday night.
Mara, thank you. Thank you very much.
I was born with a guitar in my hand, and I was born to rock. Everybody, and turn your head to the left. Come on, everybody, and turn your head.